Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question. That question is related to the days we are currently passing through. I'm speaking, of course, of the anniversary of the martyrdom of the Lady Fatima, Salamullah Alayha. As you know, these are the days that in which we commemorate not only the martyrdom of the Lady Fatima, but also we remember the events, the tragic events that led up to her death. So here at IRIB English Radio and The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and grave day. The topic that we want to pose and present today, and the question we want to ask is, what is the status of the Lady Fatima, and what is her rank amongst the other personalities in Islamic history? Where does she fit in amongst all these great personalities that we have? Where is she situated? In order to understand the answer to this question, it's necessary for us to take recourse and refer to the hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding that person. In one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this: "My daughter Fatima is the chief lady of all the women of the worlds, Sayyidatu Nisa al Alamin." This indicates that, you know, she was greater than not only all of the female companions of the Prophet, as well as the women who would come later on, but also of the women who preceded her. In a similar hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this: "Fatima is the chief lady of the women of paradise." And emphasizing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said this: "As for my daughter Fatima, she is the lady of the women of the world from the first to the last." And this is also, not only is she, you know, have a high status amongst, and the highest status amongst the women of the world, but also her special place in relation to God is indicated by the fact that the Prophet Muhammad said this to her: "Verily, God is angry at whatever angers you, and is pleased with whatever pleases you." This is a very high status. It means that God equates her pleasure and her pain with his own. And as we know, God doesn't become pleased. He only becomes pleased with the truth. And he only gets angry at falsehood. And this indicates her ismat and her infallibility, even though technically, theologically, she wasn't an imam or a prophet, but still she has this rank of ismat and infallibility. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the status of the Lady Fatima in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.